Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and welcome back to another episode of the Slow Living Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I am so happy you are here. Today is a little bit different. Today might not sound like slow living, but maybe it will speak to you on a different level. Maybe it will speak to you as a bit of a wake-up call, because we're going to be talking about something that might feel a little vulnerable, and it might be something that you struggled with or something you've witnessed in your home growing up, or maybe it's something that doesn't affect you directly, but you know someone in your life who needs to hear this. We're going to talk today about how to stop yelling. And I want you to know right from the start, if this episode stirs something in you, or if you realize you could use some help untangling some patterns from your past, I'm here. I'm a real person. You can reach out to me at any time. Send me an email, steph@stephanieoday.com. I read every single one, and I always write back. So let's begin. First things first, why? Why are we yelling? So let's take a deep breath. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Relax your shoulders, unclench your jaw, and be with me right here, right now, and know that I come to you from a place of love, from a place of unconditional love, a place of understanding, a place of knowing that I don't think that there's anything wrong with you. And if you think, perhaps, maybe, this is you, and you're speaking at times in an unkind way, or perhaps maybe you are quick to jump off the handle or quick to react, please know that yelling is rarely ever about what's actually happening in the moment. Yelling is almost always a release of pent-up emotion, frustration, fear, anxiety, exhaustion, things we haven't processed, and these things bubble up and spill out. So envision yourself as a volcano or as a geyser. A geyser needs to every once in a while let off some steam. You know my background of slow cooking. There's a reason why I don't love the pressure cooker, and it's because it scares me. It's unreliable. And it's unreliable in the part that I can't predict when it might release steam. And so for me, yelling, sort of, I have a flight response. I'm scared of yelling. I react in this kind of trauma response where I'm uncomfortable about that. Maybe that happens to you. So I do a lot of coaching. And recently I was talking to someone who reached out to me, a new coaching client. And this woman is lovely. She is amazing. She is successful. And she is absolutely doing her best. She's building a business and she is rocking it in all the ways. She was rocking it at work, but she came for coaching because she didn't feel like she was rocking it at home. And she felt defeated. And she was really beating herself up in her brain because she kept yelling at her kids. And she didn't want to. And she felt awful about it. But somehow, in some way, she couldn't seem to stop. So we traced it back. We went back and sort of talked to her 6-year-old self and her 8-year-old self and her 10-year-old self. And she shared that she grew up in a yelling household. And she knew she grew up in a yelling household. And she knew she didn't want to be that way. So she couldn't understand why she couldn't break this cycle. In fact, she told me kind of a rather heartbreaking little story. And it just sort of came to her through a little bit of digging and sort of chipping away at her past. And she shared that she no longer drinks milk, but she used to drink milk. And so I'm like, okay, well, what's going on here? And she shared that she used to knock her milk over at the dinner table. She's just a clumsy kid thing. Everybody's done it. But her mom would immediately yell. And so, in order to keep the yelling from happening, she stopped drinking milk altogether just to avoid the yelling. So, I want to ask you, is that the legacy you want to leave behind? Because yelling, it may feel like a momentary release for us, but for the people around us, the tiny little baby beings, it sticks. And if that's you, that's okay. That's where you are. But my job is to help you get from where you are to where you want to go. So let's think about it. What comes out of you when you're squeezed, when you're under pressure? There's a Buddhist teaching that I love. And you've probably heard it. And I know in a past podcast episode, I've said it because it is something that I think about on a regular basis. What's inside of you when you're squeezed? If you squeeze a lemon, what comes out? It's predictable. Every single time, lemon juice. If you squeeze an orange, what comes out? Every single time, it's predictable. It's orange juice. But what about you when life squeezes you when the pressure is on? What comes out of you? Is it kindness? Is it compassion? Is it patience? Is it understanding? Or is it anger, fear, resentment? And this is where slow living really comes into play. Because slow living, as we all know, it's not about sipping tea all day long, lollygagging on a porch swing. Although, gotta admit, that sounds lovely. But slow living is about living in the here and the now and becoming aware of who you are and understanding yourself, understanding and being aware of your tendencies, your habits, and the legacy. When people describe you, when your children describe you, what do you want to leave behind? What is your legacy? So today we're going to talk about how to interrupt those patterns and how to stop yelling once and for all and how to break the cycle, not just for your sake, but for the people you love. So what is a pattern interrupt? You've heard me talk about it before. I talk about it when it comes to habit changing and switching it up. And I know I bring it up an awful lot with my clients who are trying to change their health habits. Perhaps maybe it's their health habit regarding food or their health habit regarding alcohol. So if yelling has become your knee-jerk reaction, the thing you default when you're under stress, I want you to practice pattern interrupt. So I brought up food and I brought up alcohol a second ago. So if at the end of the night you're unwinding and you flip on Netflix and you sit on the couch in your same spot and all of a sudden your tongue is itchy for potato chips and wine, but you don't want to have potato chips and wine, It's so hard to sit on that side of the couch and keep telling yourself no. So the best way to break that pattern is to legit sit in a different spot. Don't sit on that side of the couch. Sit on the uncomfortable side. Sit on the floor. Maybe you lay out your yoga mat and you're stretching while you're watching your Netflix. You're doing something different. That is a pattern interrupt. And a pattern interrupt is a moment of pause. It's a disruption to the automatic loop. And you absolutely can train your brain to do this. But first, we need awareness. So, the same way you're going to decide on purpose to sit on the other side of the couch, before you yell, I want you to think about what tends to trigger you. When do you most often yell? Is it walking into a messy house after work? Is it being interrupted during your morning routine? Is it loud noise or fighting kids or spilled milk or sleep deprivation? Once you know your triggers, you can plan ahead. So here are some ideas. If coming home to chaos is hard, don't come home right away. Maybe park a block away. Sit in the car. Breathe. Listen to a meditation. If you know already that the gym calms your nerves, maybe you go there right after work. Maybe if you don't want to pay for a gym membership, maybe you park at the local high school and walk a lap or two before going home. Do something for you. Cherish you first. If morning interruptions drive you nuts, maybe you're getting up early to work and you're constantly interrupted by kids getting up. Okay, decide on purpose to wake up 15 or 30 minutes earlier. And these are pattern interrupts. They're conscious, deliberate choices that protect your peace and the peace of everyone around you. Because the fact is, you are the adult. Your driver's license, I'm sure, shares that you are an adult. And you're the adult in the room. Sometimes, maybe you don't feel like you are. Sometimes your inner child is right at the surface, begging for comfort and safety and rest. And if you grew up in a yelling household, your inner child might still be on the edge, but you are not destined to repeat anything you don't want to. Let me say that again. You are not destined to repeat anything you do not want to. It doesn't matter how you are raised. This includes yelling. This includes overreacting. And this includes letting your emotions take over the wheel. But you absolutely can heal this. You don't have to do it alone. If this is something that you've tried for a good amount of time to fix on your own and you haven't been able to, reach out to your doctor. Find a therapist. Look for a coach. I'm happy to help you. I've got space on my coaching roster and I'd be honored to walk with you through this process. But first off, know that being aware is half the battle. I'm so proud of you. So here's a few ways to start. Right here, right now. Journal. Do a brain dump. What are your triggers? And brain dump and write out what it feels like when you yell. Where is that feeling in your body? Where does that release come from? Do you get a little high? Is it a control thing? Only you know. Take a breath. Pause. Before you speak, even one beat makes a difference. And then decide on purpose. You can choose in advance to live life in slow motion, especially during stressful moments. When you're reacting, you're doing so automatically. And when you decide to go in slow mode, everything is slowing down. So, my nephew, My nephew likes it when his parents, my brother and my sister-in-law, film him doing things in slow motion. Film me slow motion with my golf swing. Film me slow motion jumping on the couch. You can decide to live this life in slow motion, especially during stressful times. And be intentional. Be in the here and the now. Put your phone away. Light a candle and set the tone in your home. You set the vibe, not the chaos. Sometimes, if I want to turn down the notch in our house, I still have the TV on, but I find on YouTube a meditation. Maybe I find baby animal tranquility music or baby animal ambiance. If you Google those things on YouTube, you will find them, and it immediately dials down the intensity in your home. And I want you also to forgive yourself. So if you yelled today, if you yelled yesterday, if you yelled 5 minutes ago, that does not make you a bad person, just a human. You are allowed to apologize and you are allowed to change. Who you were is not who you're destined to be. You get to decide. If today's episode is feeling a little tender for you, I want to encourage you to give yourself a hug and maybe go back and listen to some earlier episodes that I recorded on the podcast. Episode 8, I entitled Dealing with Overwhelm in Uncertain Times. We're living in bizarro world and land right now, and that is real. The acronym that I choose to use for uncertainty is PACE. And it's peaceful acceptance of changing events. And that really is the only thing we can count on in life for it to continuously change. It would be fun and it would be wistful and lovely thinking to think that we can live on Little House on the Prairie time all the time, but we can't. In real life, this kind of stuff happens on a day-to-day basis. The world keeps spinning, the world keeps evolving, buildings keep getting built. Cars keep getting faster and faster. People move into your neighborhood. You can't change that, but you can accept it in a peaceful way. Episode 27, creating stability. The only thing you can control is yourself. And so in this episode, I talk you through and walk you through the steps of creating your own calm, peaceful, solid base. I want you to think of it as a Jenga block. If you take out a block here or there, it's fine because the structure is in place. Episode 33, healing childhood trauma. Maybe you were raised in a house of yellers. Maybe you were raised in a house that didn't have unconditional love. So you had to feel like you were walking on eggshells or a balance beam, and you had to do it one way and one way only, because if you didn't do it that way, you'd fall off the balance beam and you wouldn't be loved unconditionally. So think about that. Think about where this need for control comes from. And maybe you need to go back and do some healing from your childhood trauma. Episode 57, protecting your energy. You are the nucleus. You are so important. And I want you to cherish it. Consider yourself a delicate Fabergé egg that you need to protect at all costs. And episode 71, self-loathing. We're often our own worst critics. We're often so mean to ourselves and our brain. And so I want you to think about that and think about if this is something that you're doing on a regular basis and if it's a script inside that you need to do a pattern interrupt about. So each one of these past episodes touches on a different piece of this particular puzzle. And I want you to know that in the next few weeks or so, I'm going to start doing live coaching here on the podcast. So you'll get to hear these tools in action. And if you've ever wondered what coaching actually looks like, or if it might be helpful for you, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss these episodes as they come up. And again, if this particular episode doesn't speak to you right now, Maybe you know someone who could use it. So please share it. While you're at it, leave a review. I haven't had any reviews in a while, and they really help the algorithm and help people who need to hear the slow living message find the podcast. We never know whose life we might change just by forwarding a link, leaving a review, or starting a gentle conversation. But I want you to know that wherever you are, you're not alone and you're not broken and you are not unfixable. Everything is fixable. Everything can be repaired. You are a person doing your best. And maybe you never learned how to process stress calmly because no one ever showed you how. But you're here, you're listening, and you're doing the work. And I am so, so proud of you. This counts as self-care. Thank you for spending time with me today. If you want help with any of this, or if you want to clean up your past so you can finally move forward with your goals, email me anytime. Consider yourself loved and hugged, and be gentle with yourself. I'll be back in your earbuds again next week. Thanks so much, Slow Down Society.
If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.